I'm Carly Randolph Pittman, and I'm your guide and your facilitator here through this course. And I want to take a few minutes to simply warmly welcome you and say how thrilled I am to be spending the next 30 days with you. I look forward to hearing more about your journey, about your aha moments and your insights, about your questions and your wonderings. And here in this space of compassionate habit change, where we look at the painful or messy habits in our lives, and I put painful and messy in a little bit of quotes, what we might call our quote bad habits, because underneath that messiness and that quote badness, we find something really, really tender. So I think of this space of approaching these habits as sacred ground, because one of the things that I hope that you'll gain from this course is not only the compassion and the strength and resilience, that presence that helps you make those changes, that help you feel more nourished, more cared for, more fed, and bring more ease to your daily life. I also hope that this journey helps bring some changes in how you see those habits themselves and how you see yourself. So here, before we officially begin the course, I'm going to walk you through a pre-course exercise that's going to focus on this idea of how do we see? One of my all-time favorite quotes about this is from Thoreau, and he says, "It's not that what we look at that matters, but what we see." And so I invite you here the next few minutes to settle into a comfortable space. It helps if you're sitting down where you can just take a deep breath and relax and allow the chair or the bed, wherever you're sitting or laying, to support you and nourish you, to allow yourself to really sink back into it and to allow it to hold you and to see where this exercise may take you. So what does it mean to change how we see? You know, bad habits, quote, painful habits. For many of you, you'll be exploring your relationship with sugar, although you might be exploring another habit. They can bring so much shame and so much frustration, such a sense of, oh, I should have handled this better, and I should have done this better, and I shouldn't be struggling with this thing. And that can create all this momentum and energy of, I want to get over this thing, and I want to fix this thing, and I want to eradicate this thing. And if we look underneath those feelings, that frustration, that urgency, that anxiety, that sense of, oh, I want to change this, I don't want to fix this now, often what will come across or come to meet are some kind of ideas, some kind of mental picture, some kind of image of how we think we should have done something, how we think something should have unfolded. So I invite you to bring to mind this habit that you're wanting to change. Hold it in your body and in your heart. And I invite you to bring to mind a time when you felt really caught in it. So don't think of some time where you felt really, really overwhelmed, something that felt traumatic. But what I generally say is on a scale of 1 to 10, where a 10 feels really overwhelming and 0 feels not triggered at all, pick something that's in that 4 to 5 range, something that feels workable. So maybe this is a recent scenario where you had a challenging day at work and you found yourself overeating sugar. Maybe you were finding the leftover holiday candy from the recent holiday. Or maybe it was something else, maybe where you were lashing out at a loved one or lashing out at yourself. Maybe it was overdoing something else. And as you bring this scenario to mind, what do you notice? What do you feel in your body? What kind of sensations do you feel? When I feel into my body, when I do this, I feel this tightness all in my gut. Almost as if I could tighten my gut to avoid the situation or to try to make it different. I notice my throat feels tight and tense. My shoulders feel tight. I feel kind of tight all over. There's other parts that feel hollow and empty. I feel hot and prickly. What does it feel like for you as you notice this place where you're wanting to change? This place where you feel like you're getting stuck, where you'd like to respond differently. Maybe this habit is causing some pain in your health or in your sense of well-being, how you see yourself. Maybe it's impacting a relationship that you really care about. Maybe it's impacting work. Maybe it's impacting a sense of how you see yourself spiritually, a sense of your wholeness. And as you're with this habit and sitting with it, what I invite you to explore is, what is the image or picture or belief that you're holding about yourself in this moment? Were you expecting yourself to respond differently? Do you hear mental chatter about, oh, I should be able to do differently than this? Is there a voice that says, I should know better? Is there a blaming or criticizing voice that says, you should be over this already, you should have this figured out? What do you notice? And just allow whatever you're noticing to be there. This is an invitation to open to what's truly there, what we're experiencing and feeling, so we don't have to edit it or clean it up or make it any prettier. And there might be several voices that arise or several images. And as you're deepening this attention and really noticing, what does this feel like in my body when I feel caught in this habit? And what kind of things do I tell myself or do I believe about myself when I feel caught in this habit? And then likewise, I invite you to spend some time reflecting on what do you really yearn for? If I could freeze frame this moment in your life, what does your heart really long for? Do you long to feel more compassion, to be gentle to yourself? Do you long to know it's okay? You're loved and you're accepted exactly as you are. Do you long to feel your goodness? Do you feel like this bad habit makes you feel bad? Do you feel bad because of this habit? Does it feel like it swallows your whole identity where that's all you can see? Do you long to know that you're forgiven, that it's okay to make a mistake? Do you long to know that it's workable, that change is possible? Do you long for gentleness that says it's okay that you need help or support, it's okay? You don't have to do this on your own. Do you long for companionship? For connection, to not feel isolated, to not feel like you're the only one? Do you long for relief? Do you long for patience? Do you long for levity, for it not to feel so life or death or so serious? Do you long for trust, that sense of it's going to be okay? So allow yourself to really open and feel, what are you longing for with this habit? What's your yearning? And that might show up as a picture of how you'd like your behavior to be. So if you're trying to eat less sugar, you might get an image of an evening time where you're not going to sugar in the ways that you normally do. And that's okay. But also try to look underneath the image of What do you want to really feel? Do you want to feel a sense of competence, a sense of confidence, a sense of resilience, of, oh, to feel your strength, to feel your power, of, yes, there are strengths and capacities in me that can help me through this, that I can embody that strength here in this habit? And there's no right or wrong answer for this, and you might notice several things. But really take a moment to really feel that yearning. What do you long to feel? For here's what I've noticed with habit change. Often, what we imagine is that once we've, quote, healed or fixed this habit and we're no longer doing it, that's when we imagine that we can have these things that we long for, whether it's strength or whether it's power, whether it's patience, whether it's compassion, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's a sense of our wholeness or being connected to our goodness. In some way, what we do is we separate ourselves from that. And it's almost like we put ourselves in a box and say, well, as long as I'm embroiled in this habit, I don't have those things and I'm separate from them. And so what we're trying to do in, quote, fixing this habit or in healing this habit is we imagine that that's what will give us these things. That's what, how we'll feel them, how we'll fill up with them. And so there's this quest and this desire to fix this habit so that we can have these things that we most want. And so there's this kind of chasing after the love, the wholeness, the forgiveness, the compassion, the patience, the strength. And as long as we're, quote, messing up, and as long as we're embroiled in that habit, we feel like those things are lost to us, that we don't have them. So I'm reversing it here for you, here in this opening exercise. And what I'm inviting you to do is to sink into it and to allow yourself to feel those very qualities and those things that you long for. Not when everything looks, quote, clean and, quote, good, as if your life is ordered in the way that you would like it to, but in the very midst of your life right now, can you open to these things and feel those things? Are they there now? So two ways that I find really helpful to feel that now is to open to simply to our hunger and our desire for them. So those places in us that feel, quote, bad or separate, those habits that can feel so frustrating and so painful, that feel like they're obstacles and roadblocks. Can we allow those things to open us to, oh, I long to express and feel my strength, my power, compassion, tenderness towards myself, forgiveness, mercy, patience, steadfastness, perseverance. And imagine those things filling you and washing through you. I can share for myself the number one thing that I need when I face those parts of myself that feel separate, that feel, quote, bad, that I don't like, or that I feel that I've, quote, done wrong. What I need to know is in the deepest cell of my being that I am deeply loved and accepted and that I belong, even with all these, quote, challenges or, quote, bad habits, with all my flaws and frailties, that I can rest and sink and lean back and know, oh, I'm deeply loved. I don't have to work to make myself more lovable. So what is that deep need for you? If we can separate out this path of habit change where it's not about trying to make ourselves more lovable or more worthy to acquire these things, then the habit change process can be more akin to, oh, I care about myself and I don't want to do things that harm and hurt myself. I want to care for myself with love and wisdom. I don't want to keep hurting. I don't want to keep suffering. So it's coming from a place of, oh, I care about myself, or I care about how I treat others, how I treat my own body, my own being, but not from a place of, oh, that's how I acquire my wholeness and my goodness. That's how I become enough. But just from that place of, oh, I care about myself and I don't want to suffer. I care about the suffering that fuels those habits, and I want to care for that. So we fill up first. If I look really closely at my own struggles with habits and in listening to the stories of hundreds and hundreds of people as they embrace their habits, a common story that I find is a belief that I should have been able to know what to do beforehand, and I should have had been able to figure it all out. Like as if someone just gave me this plan and then I just had to follow it. And when we bump up into things in life that are hard, and when we find ourselves coping with the pain or suffering in life in messy ways, we can feel like somehow we didn't follow those instructions, that either we didn't get them or we didn't follow them in the way that we, quote, should. Isn't that interesting? I find life doesn't really work that way. It's not like we get all the instructions beforehand and then it's just a matter of following them as best as we can. Or in some of us who deal with perfectionism, following them perfectly or as perfectly as possible. But rather, it's through the unfolding and through the ups and downs and through the mix and through the complexity of life, which you can also call the messiness of life, that's how we find our journey, that we don't get all the answers beforehand, that we discover those answers, that we discover our way of living by living. So throughout this course, as you find yourself exploring this idea of compassionate habit change, and as you put a window and a door into your own habits, I invite you, coming back to that quote from Thoreau, to spend some time reflecting on how you see and to bring softness and tenderness to how you see, to bring that kindness, and to know that those things that you long for, those things that you imagine you'll have in healing those habits, that those are things that you can practice filling up with now to separate that out from the habit itself, so that the habit change becomes a way of expressing those things that you care about, not a way of, quote, earning them or achieving them. So if you'd like to share what you've experienced in this exercise, you're welcome to share in the comments below. And when the face group opens, you're welcome to share your comments on the Facebook group as well. So I'm curious to hear, what do you imagine that healing this habit will bring to you? And are there ways that you notice that you see these things now? So that's your, quote, assignment until we officially begin the course. I encourage you to be a little bit of a warm and curious detective and to notice where are those places where those qualities are already here, because there are moments where you felt that compassion, where you felt patience, where you felt strength, where you've embodied all those things. They're just easy for us to miss and easy for us to minimize and to discount. So those places where you do have that internal pause button, where you do find yourself being gentle with yourself, where you find that you're patient, where you find that you're persevering, where you feel your sense of wholeness, start to really notice those and pay attention. Because the more we can pay attention and feed those, and the more we can touch that longing, the more we can soften that sense that we're separate from them. Instead, we can notice and start to feel them every day.